Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
Lamborghini has today launched its LP582 two-wheel drive version of the Huracan, and we caught up with Eginardo Bertoli, head of Lamborghini in Australia, to find out more about the new offering and the brand's prospects in 2016 and beyond.
We talk about the Huracan being an adaptable vehicle, and this is probably another good example.
Since the first beginning, when we developed Huracan, the briefing was to have the final product in many versions. So this is the third version of Huracan we have, two-wheel drive. Yeah, it is very, say, flexible in this sense.
What's the main difference?
All depends on the driving style you prefer. So this is rear wheel transmission, so you really feel the oversteering when you can basically drive the car only by accelerating and not steering the wheel.
So, I mean, for what level of driver would you say? I mean, the all-wheel drive maybe a little bit more forgiving?
Because this is a modern car with modern technology, this car is aimed to the very experienced, very expert, purist driver who they enjoy the drifting or the rear wheel drive, but also to the newcomer into the brand, because with all the electronic, is also easy to be driven.
You've driven both on the track, the all-wheel drive and the rear-wheel drive. What were your thoughts?
The feeling is very different. The four-wheel drive is more neutral and more precise. And this is precise too, but you have the feeling of oversteering. It is a lot of fun.
Do you have a preference?
For the Spider.
And how do you see sales around the world? I mean, is it going to be...
Okay, yeah. I talk for Australia. Australia... in 2015 we achieved a record high 84 units, and at the moment sales are very strong. We are a lot of order intake, and I'm very confident in 2016 we are going to deliver over 100 cars.
It's a good performance, isn't it? And it looks like it's a trend of sales increasing in Australia.
Yeah, it is, but we have very good products. Visionary products, say, and then we shuffle the sales network. We have chosen the best and the most professional company in Australia as our dealers, and in addition we focus a lot on the brand, and these three components gives the result of increasing the sales.
And those dealerships you mentioned would be looking forward to the SUV coming.
Yeah, right. The SUV will be presented in 2017, and we start delivery in 2018. Yeah. And I have the feeling, but also the confidence, that Australia for sure will appreciate a super sport SUV.
I can imagine that the dealerships would already be getting some inquiries about it.
Yeah, we have had many inquiries already. Yes. People asking to order the car, but it's too early.
And development of the SUV is going really well?
It is going very well. We are perfectly on track. In Italy, in the company, we have purchased the land close to our plant, and we are hiring people, so it is on track.
The next 10 years for Lamborghini, last question, pretty exciting times, more models?
I think more developments, and will be for sure exciting time, also because our brand is, the awareness is increasing a lot, becoming stronger, and I'm very confident also the sales and the financial stability will be there.
Wish you the best with the new model.
Thank you, thanks a lot.
BehindTheWheel.com.au